We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
To WYXR 91.7 Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, Tennessee.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
You're listening to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall. That's the Ink Spots with Ella Fitzgerald. And that was a Decca 10-inch 78 record that came out in 1944. And that was the B-side of one of my favorite Ink Spots and Ella Fitzgerald recordings called I'm Making Believe. And Tim, where are we going to take the show today?
Today, let's take it straight to birthday land.
Okay.
This birthday boy was born Brian Duffy. You can probably guess who he was, because he was before he started playing music, he was a successful businessman with his own fleet of ice cream trucks. Later, he was also the owner of one of the earliest home brewing equipment companies. Yes, of course, Jet Black. of the Stranglers. This is their tune, Duchess.
You. I don't know why they say you just a flirt. Maybe you like to see me hurt. There's no more glow in the moon above to shine down on a man in love. If someday you get blue, call me up and I'll come to you. I won't come walking, I'll come flying. I'll be laughing and I won't be crying. I don't know why they say you're just a flirt. Maybe you like to see me hurt. There's no more glow with the moon above to shine down on a man in love.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and
nighty night night.
My hair is a fright. am Harry, high and low. But don't ask me why, 'cause he don't know. It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead, darling. Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere now. The wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty-mapsy, oily, greasy, fleecy, shining, steaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxy,
knotted, bolted, dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Short.
You are listening to WYXR, and we just heard on 91.7 FM, Kalinda Rock by Harry Belafonte. Sang that oldies tune from his album Mark Twain and Other Folk Favorites. He put out that album in 1954. That features the ethereal backing vocals by Lois Winter. It's also Harry's birthday. Salute him for all of his work during the Civil Rights era. Before that was The Wind Blows Your Hair by The Seeds, 7-inch from 1969. We have The Cowsills, also from 1969, doing Hair. That was produced by Bob Cowsill and his brother Bill Cowsill, and today is Bob's birthday. Before that was The Man in Love by Charlie Feathers from Get With It Essential Recordings, 54 to 69, came out on Revenant in 1998. The collection released on Revelant, founded by legendary guitarist John Fahey. We started the set with The Stranglers doing Duchess from their album The Raven, came out on United Artists in 1979. And again, happy birthday to Jet Black, the late great. All right, Steve, any other late great stuff we should listen to?
Well, this is a rarely heard Joy Division cut. It was on an EP called Earcom 2, Contradiction, on a different label for them called Fast Product. Let's hear that. We'll be right back.
Hey brother, give me some skin. Black is beautiful, white is nice. To have a world of peace is to have black and white. Getting along together.
Doesn't matter where. let's live together. Let's live together. Let's live together.
Come on, give me some skin.
Suck it to me, baby. Suck it to me.
Easy.
La 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 la.
Welcome back to the new Untitled Show. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We're talking about fast product and birthdays. And speaking of birthdays, Mo Tucker celebrates today. Happy birthday to Velvet Underground drummer Mo Tucker. We played Sweet Jane, version one from Live at the Matrix from 69. That's, of course, the Velvet Underground from the Complete Matrix tapes that came out in 2015. And like we said, very happy birthday to Mo Tucker. Give Me Some Skin. That's Frank Penn. That's a 7-inch on Penns that came out in 73, and that's from the Bahamas. Why Can't We Live Together? That's Timmy Thomas. That's a 7-inch from Glades. I assume that's out of the Everglades or out of Florida. Some Florida soul there. That came out in 1972. He's Got No Love. That's the Searchers. That's a 7-inch on Pi. That was released in 65. And we're wishing a very happy birthday to drummer, vocalist, songwriter Chris Curtis, who's no relation to Ian Curtis, who sings From Safety to Where with Joy Division, the first song in this set. That was from Earcom 2, Contradiction. That was a fast product that came out in 1979. That was like a 6-song comp that featured Joy Division, Buzzcocks, and I think a band called Thursday. Or Thursdays. And that's that set, Tim.
That is that set. And for the next set, we're going to do one more birthday this episode 117, which I haven't mentioned lately. All of our episodes are brought to you through the help of Shelby McCall, great engineer here at WYXR. The next song is by someone who was born by the name of Dikran Gabalian. I'm not sure how to say that. It's an Armenian name. He was born in Crete or Cyprus, somewhere over there in the Greek Isles. You might know him by his Canadian name, Leon Redbone.
I want to be seduced. Want a woman to take me out to dinner for two. Like to see her eyes get moody, flirting with the thought of what flirting ought to do. Like to be real cool. Let her think about getting little me in bed. Here's a chat about Magna Carta, Puerto Vallarta, something Gandhi said. I'm a dimmer, politely, all to slightly, if she tried to fondle my knee. But I'm relatively certain I'd compromise if I know me. I want to be seduced. Want a woman to talk to me suggestively. Want to hear her say she'll be with me tomorrow morning, drinking hot jasmine tea. Want her to make me laugh, make a point of touching me when she talks, leaving all the jealous men in the joint to mumble in the beer and gunk. I know it only happens when I'm napping, nodding in a reverie. Did I find myself a woman who wouldn't mind seducing me? I know
starting in a reverie. There to find myself a woman that wasn't my seducing. Starting from the moment that we've been introduced. I'd like to find a woman that wasn't my seducing me. Closing, girl, it's quarter to
every town I go to is like a lock without a key. The blues I leave behind keep catching up on me, catching up on me. They're catching up on me, catching up on me.
Thank you.
back to tell you what you just listened to. If you can believe it, you just heard Michael Jackson, a very young Michael Jackson, doing Lonely Teardrops. It was recorded back in 1972, although it didn't see the light of day until Motown released it in 1986 on a terribly titled Looking Back to Yesterday CD comp. Before that, we had another high voice from Frederick Knight doing I've Been Lonely for So Long. That album, I've Been Lonely for So Long, came out on Stax in 73. Mr. Knight was credited with producing, arranging, and engineering the sessions, playing drums, piano, organ, percussion. Little known fact, or maybe some people know, that he later wrote and produced Ring My Bell for Anita Ward, as well as writing Be For Real, song later covered by Marlena Shaw and Leonard Cohen on his 1992 album The Future. Who knew all that about Frederick Knight? I'll tell you who knew about it. Steve Shelley. Thank you, Steve, for all that info.
You're welcome, Tim.
Before that, we heard Tom Waits doing Virginia Avenue. That was another one that was recorded in 71. And he did re-record it the next year for his debut album, Closing Time. But that, I guess you would call it a demo, didn't see the light of day till 1991 on the Bizarre Straight label. His album, The Early Years, Volume 1. Before that was Nielsen, from Son of Schmielsen. Tune was Turn On Your Radio, came out in 72. That featured Peter Frampton on guitar, Klaus Voormann on bass, and Nicky Hopkins on piano. All-star cast for Nielsen. We started off with Leon Redbone doing Seduced from his album From Branch to Branch. Out in 81. Happy birthday, Mr. Redbone. Well, Steve, looks like we're getting towards the end of the show.
Yes, sir, we are. We've been listening to Stereolab while you've been reading off the program here. This is Young Lungs playing behind us from Sibel's Reverie. That's an EP. Stereolab put out on their own Duophonic Ultra High Frequency Disc label in 1996. Shall we let them play out the show until we get to Shanksky?
Yes. Yes. Listen on.